Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 415 for Tuesday, June 2nd. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts were higher Tuesday morning in sympathy with U.S. soybeans and consolidating after yesterday's sharp advances. ICE canola was anywhere from $4 to $7 higher, with the most active July contract up $4.30, checking in at $489.40 per ton. Malaysian palm oil and U.S. soy meal were also stronger, which supported canola. Concerns over suspected frost damage in Saskatchewan and Manitoba underpin the market, while reports of widespread dryness across much of the prairies was supportive. The Environmental Protection Agency's proposal on Friday that higher limits of biodiesel be introduced in the U.S. was also bullish for vegetable oils, including canola. However, weakness in U.S. soy oil and European rapeseed futures limited the gains. The Canadian dollar was higher against its U.S. counterpart, which made canola less attractive to domestic crushers and exporters. The next upside target for canola is $500 per ton. In the U.S., soybeans were 13 cents higher, with the July contract checking in at $9.37 a bushel. A new report from the USDA indicates soybean planting in the U.S. is 71% complete. That is slightly below the 75% some analysts had been predicting. A weaker U.S. dollar was also supportive for prices. Seeding is going very slow in Kansas and Missouri due to the recent wet weather. Corn was 4 to 5 cents higher, with the May contract sitting at $3.55 per bushel. This week's USDA crop progress report indicated there was good to excellent corn conditions in the U.S. That reading was unchanged from last week, whereas a slight improvement had been expected. The news, along with continued gains in wheat, seemed to boost corn prices again. U.S. wheat was 5 to 6 cents higher, with the July contract up 3 at $4.99 per bushel. Prices were higher on follow-through buying and a report from the USDA that pegged the outlook for the winter wheat crop at 44% good to excellent. That is down 1% from last week. There are some concerns, too, that Australian wheat will be heavily hit by this year's El Niño. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, June 2nd. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.